ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
In the AFL, Hawthorn champion Jason Dunstall named as the sport's latest official legend.
Patricia, I've always had a bit of a soft spot for Jason Dunstall. His full name is Jason Hadfield Dunstall. But there's a lot more to like about the four-time Hawthorn Premiership player as who has been named as the next legend. His journey to this very central place in Australian rules football began on what has to be called the periphery. It certainly was the periphery when he began. Amid all the Wallabies, Test cricketers and Olympians to have emerged from Churchy, that's the private school in Brisbane, he's the only former student to have reached the Gideon Heights of the AFL. Yes, before his family phones in, Scott Harding did play 50 games, but then he went off to play in America. In contrast, recruited pretty much on suspicion by Alan Jeans, who took a shine to this little boy from Queensland, as he often called him. Dunstall played 269 games for Hawthorn, won four flags, three Coleman medals, two All-Australian selections. The list of achievements is, well, legendary. Yesterday, he put it all down to being on the end of the well-oiled machine, the champion Hawthorn teammates of his era. But that overlooks an ability to know just where to be to take the mark, followed by the unerring accuracy with his kick 1,254 times. In fact, Patricia, that's a lot of goals.
That's a lot of goals. In athletics, Peter Bowl believes he's getting back to his best ahead of the Paris Olympics.
Yeah, Patricia, he's been included in a preliminary squad of 14 athletes for the Paris Games after finishing second in the 800 metres at the National Championships last weekend. That was enough to bring back the Bowl grin, which was lost after the Sport Integrity Australia disaster. Disaster is what world anti-doping expert David Howman called it, which saw him wrongly suspended for taking a banned substance. That disaster, followed by injuries and other disappointments that saw a sullen Bowl storm out of the World Championships in Budapest last year. There are plenty of other good ones in this first 14, the likes of Luke Boys, who won the 800 metres, Matt Denny in the discus, coming from nowhere really, and high jumper Nicola Olislagas, who has no idea, she says, about just how much higher she can go, but she plans to find out in Paris, Patricia.
Paris, can't wait actually. In rugby league, the referees didn't get it wrong in Sunday's Golden Point thriller between Canberra and the Gold Coast.
Look, this is very much an only in rugby league story. After the game, the Gold Coast Titans coach Desi Hasler took up his default position, the one he's adopted everywhere else he's been coaching. He bagged the referees after the loss, and for once he might have been a little bit right. The referee's boss admitting that Chevy Stewart, the Raiders fullback, was offside when he charged down Kieran Foran's field goal attempt. But the referees and touch judges, and this will count against them, I'm sure, when the selection comes for the next games, also missed oodles of times when the Titans were offside. And elsewhere in the NRL, Redcliffe's Anthony Milford has been suspended for 2 weeks for his whack on Brisbane's Reece Walsh. With referees being reprimanded and countermanded and everything else, and players suspended, it's just another Commonwealth Garden Monday in the NRL, Patricia.
Another day in the NRL. Thank you, Warwick. Speak to you tomorrow.
Good on you, Patricia.
That is Warwick Hadfield. You're listening to ABC RM Breakfast.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.